This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are changes coming to the clothing retailer Land's End. Sears spun them off about a year ago, and today there is a new CEO. Federica Marchioni used to run Dolce & Gabbana's U.S. operations, quite a different slice of the fashion retail market. Fashion journalist Kate Betts is on the line to make me smart on all this. Hey, Kate.
Hi, Kai. How are you?
I'm well. So listen, Land's End and Dolce & Gabbana, they're pretty far apart on the fashion spectrum, yeah?
Yeah, that is true, except they both have apparel and accessories.
Yeah.
And, you know, Land's End, I guess, needs a little shot of fashion, some floral prints.
You and I have talked a lot, actually, about the trickle-down effect from really high fashion to, you know, what consumers can buy on a more everyday kind of budget. Is there a little bit of that that might happen here? Not that she's going to bring Dolce & Gabbana sensibility to Land's End, but a little more fashion-forwardness, I guess?
Yeah, and it can be the most subtle detail that you, as a consumer, might not necessarily notice right away. It can be the color palette they use. Hmm. It can be, you know, it can be details in the finishings of the garments. And they have a very, very loyal customer, so they have to really pay attention.
Do you think Land's End suffers a little bit of brand unawareness? Because honestly, today at our morning meeting, as we were batting this around, I couldn't remember if it was Land's End or L.L. Bean and which one was which.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think it's definitely been in the shadow of very authentic American brands like L.L. Bean for a while. And I think it's also been probably over heavy distribution with the Sears deal.
Yeah.
And so it lost a little bit of its personality. So I could see somebody bringing more kind of fashion personality back into the brand. And I don't mean Dolce & Gabbana, obviously,
yeah,
but just a little more flamboyance to
right.
it, even though it has to remain a very authentic American, reliable brand.
You know, I was talking to Alan Mulally at Ford a good number of years ago, and we were talking about car design. And he was saying, yes, well, you know, when I approve the shape of this headlight or whatever, and I was flabbergasted to discover that a guy running Ford gets to approve, you know, what shape the headlights are. Does that apply in fashion? I mean, is Federica Marchioni going to decide what cuff the, you know, activewear sport, you know, jacket thing looks like?
No, she's going to pick a merchandiser, and that merchandiser is going to be instrumental in making the floor of any sales space look unique in a way that catches the consumer's eye and keeps the consumer coming back. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to think of some very famous, very successful apparel merchandisers, talk to Mickey Drexler. He's great
at J. Crew.
And that makes a huge difference. It's not necessarily the zipper or the hem or the top stitching, but all of that kind of adds up, and she's going to be the person hiring the people that are going to pay attention to those details.
Kate Betts, her most recent book is called Everyday Icon. It's about Michelle Obama and the power of style. She also, by the way, has a forthcoming memoir in a couple of months. Kate, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kai.